You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Baseball's great charm is that the action comes in spurts, which leaves plenty of time to spin yarns, look at the girls, and make wisecracks.
Chaos, C-H-A-O-S, critical hate, and overwhelming stupidity.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Full Count Chaos, just another Orioles support group to help each other get through the ups and downs of cheering on a team that's battling through a rebuild. Last couple of games has been a lot of fun. We've been able to see the offense get hot, win a couple down in Texas. Such a beautiful moment when the offense clicks and they take advantage of runners in scoring position. Nothing worse. Man on third, no outs. Man on second, one out, and they get no runs. Well, last couple days, they've been taking care of their shit. Only one away from 500 ball right now. Could be worse, folks. Could be worse. But I hope you cleaned your shit up this week because we have a guest stopping by today. Good friend of the show, Eric from Barstool. I always like having him on so he can throw out some knowledge, common sense, all about baseball and the game. We talk about stuff that's on our mind, you know, just shoot the shit. We go over a lot today. We talk about things like, are we still trusting the process with Elias and the Orioles? The reason MLB needs to get their shit together. But then we move on to the important questions like whether or not we landed on the moon back in 69. Is pineapple a pizza topping? And what we miss the most about the 90s. And by the way, about 15, 20 seconds into the call, yes, his phone has a little wacky connection. So just relax. It's not like that. It figures itself out. Don't want you to get alarmed thinking that's what the call is going to sound like. It's not. It's just the beginning of the call. So anyway, you can follow him at EDITTI22 on Twitter, and you can check out his latest podcast, The Exit 52 Podcast. Let's bring him on. Here we go. Eric, in 23 years, Orioles have had what, like four good seasons? At this point of the rebuild, as a diehard Orioles fan, all right, what the hell is going through your mind right now? And I'm not asking this because I think you're a rebuild expert. I'm just curious how you feel with still trying to, you know, stay patient.
No, I mean, I think there are definitely signs that things are working out. And I'm on board with Elias and this rebuild just because of how they speak and the actions last year. I mean, like, you remember last year, a couple of days before the trade deadline, the Orioles were only like a couple of games out. And people are going, oh, the Orioles, they could sneak into the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, they were playing the Yankees for, I think, the wild card spot.
Yeah, and what does Michael Elias do? He trades Miguel Castro. He trades Michael Givens for prospects, not guys. He's not buying players. He was selling. No. And people were like, oh, we're a game and a half out of the wild card. And Elias had said, like, the wild card this year is not our goal. They know that they're not a good team. That's not the goal. The goal is to build this farm system into an absolute monster. Because as Oriole fans, we know prospects aren't always going to turn out. Forever, you know, Manny Machado, there's going to be a Matt Hopgood.
Right,
you're going
right.
to have guys like that.
Right.
So to just keep stocking this, I just picture like a pond at a hatchery. And you just keep stocking and stocking and stocking all these fish in the pond. You're going to get some big fish. You're going to get some talented fish. And again, I mean, you're going to strike out. Some of these prospects are not going to work out. It's just baseball. It's just
right. Well, does it bother you at all? Like, look, they're running a professional ball team. You know, these guys are the best guys in the world doing it. Does it bother you a little bit that they're not at least putting one or two guys, you know, to at least try to bring the fans in, or at least try to play 500 ball in the meantime? Or are they really this handcuffed where it's like, sorry, guys, we're only going to be winning 40 or 50? I mean, after 4 years of watching this.
It just seems like there's such a plan. Like, in 2018, when the Orioles signed Alex Cobb and they, you know, hey, let's give this thing one last go with the core guys.
Right.
They didn't really know what they wanted to do. They had the pieces on paper, but they didn't really know how they wanted to attack it. And Dan Duquette, you know, he didn't seem to know how to attack it and what to do. Like I said, Elias has this plan in mind. Like, and like you said, anyone is on the table. If someone wants to trade for John Means, just thank John Means for his service. You have the Orioles social media team put out a video, and we move on.
Look, people who are miserable, they want company. So most of the time, I'm going to hear about the people who are bitching and whining. So when I say most fans, I could be wrong, you know. Could just be my text and phone are just ringing from the miserable fans. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe fans started this trend, and it's not part of the process. But by now, do you think there should be a player to build around at this point? Or maybe it's Adley at this point.
It's got to be Adley. And also, I mean, Larry Mountcastle coming into the year, I know he hasn't had the hottest start, but coming into the year, he's one of the favorites for rookie of the year. Like, that's a guy that I think puts butts in the seats.
Oof, I hope somebody's working with him in left field.
the left field experiment isn't not going great, but yeah, I mean, you know, Trey had some issues like that early on.
Yeah.
And he's turned into, again, like, Ryan Mountcastle is never going to be in the Gold Glove conversation.
No.
And we've known that since he was drafted.
Right.
His bat is the reason he's there. And if he can hit 35 to 40 home runs 1 year, I don't care what he does in the field.
Exactly. If the guy can hit the ball over the wall and bring in some RBIs, whatever. A couple errors, I'm okay. I'll get over it. But, I mean, at this point, you know, he can't. He's not going to, like you said, he's not going to be getting a Gold Glove. But at the same time, you know, he's too young to be a DH, an everyday DH.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got to put him somewhere. I mean, I guess today and yesterday, he looked okay in left field, like somebody's been working with him. But they're probably just being patient to put him on first base, you think, right? Eventually?
So, I mean, you would think so. And then, so yesterday, before the game got rained out, you know, Trey's sitting out, so first base is wide open. Wouldn't you think that that's a perfect place, the perfect day to put him there? You know, Mountcastle there. But who was the starting first baseman? It was Franco before the game got rained out.
Yeah.
So, and I don't think that's like a, we don't have confidence in Ryan Mountcastle at first. I think that's a, hey, we're not giving up on you this quick. You know, you're going to stick this out. And
yeah,
I think, and again,
and I feel bad saying that, because I feel like when I say they're waiting patiently to put him on first, I know it sounds like they're waiting for Trey to step aside. So I kind of feel guilty saying that, but it's like, what else do you do with him? He's not going to be your shortstop. So
I think he can be a decent outfielder. Like, some of the routes that he's taking now, you can tell, like, well, that's a guy who's never played outfield. That's a guy who, you know, he doesn't know how to read a ball off the bat from 300 feet away.
And that's what I said. It's not 100% his fault. I mean, 90%, because it's him making the mistakes, but that wasn't his position.
He made the switch pretty recently. It's not easy. And I'm sure that, I mean, he's trying as hard as he can. That's the thing. He seems like a good kid. It's not like he's pouting out there and throwing his glove like I do in softball if I drop one.
The same way.
But this is the majors. Like, if they didn't think he could do it, I don't think he would be out there.
Yeah.
Brett and I know baseball enough that he wouldn't throw him out there just to say, we got to put this guy at first and let him just die out there alone in the outfield.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, has there been any players in the past few years that you've seen that you're surprised, you know, about how well they're doing or not as good? Like, Chance Sisko. I mean, that's one of the guys that's been talked about lately, more than lately. He was a name that a lot of people were excited about. And, you know, I don't know if you were one of them, but, he has an average of .206 career with the Orioles. He's got a limp noodle as a throwing arm. You know, and then you got Galvis coming in. So I don't know. Have you seen any players that you're surprised, or are you like, damn, I thought they were going to be a lot better, like DJ Stewart?
I think the guy that surprised me is the guy that's surprising everyone. It's Cedric Mullins right now.
Oh, jeez. Like, oh, my God.
I mean, there was
I'm afraid to talk about him because I'm going to jinx it.
2 years ago, when he got sent down, I mean, it would have been very easy for a young player who had been sent down not just one level. He got sent down, too. He got sent all the way down to Bowie.
Oh, and yeah. He got beat up, yeah.
And he was bad. And yeah. I'm sure it took a hit to his ego, you know, his mentals.
Yeah.
And it's not easy to come back from that. And the last month of last year, and obviously the first 3 weeks of this year, he's been awesome. Like, I mean, you thought you want to talk about a bright spot in the Orioles? That guy, I mean, he was either leading the league or tied for the lead in hits.
Yeah.
Going into like Tuesday's game.
Yeah, he was top four in batting average. And mm-hmm. of course, Nelson Cruz is above him. Was that guy ever going to go away, by the way? Jesus Christ. But
no, I think he'll still be here the next time we get cicadas.
Right.
17 years.
But then when I heard, all right, he's just going to continue to focus left-handed batter, I remember thinking to myself, all right. You know, he definitely means business. Now, I don't know. People say Cedric walked up to Hyde. I think Hyde may have walked up to him and said, listen, man, if you want to have a career in baseball, this is what you're going to do, okay? I don't know if it was Cedric actually coming up to him. But, yeah, watching Cedric Mullins play baseball right now, I mean, if we got to watch a cruddy team play, he's been really fun to watch. Because when he comes up to bat, it's like that Manny Machado feel when he comes up, like, all right, what's going to happen here?
And, yeah, I mean, because like he did in New York, he can hit it 410. You know, up into the seats. He can lay down a bunt hit. He can slap it down the line. He, you know, and he's almost one of those, like, if he gets on first, he can, you know, he's
right. He's just a great weapon to have. And he was, Chapman closing out for the Orioles the other night? 99 up in Cedric's face, and he was fouling it off.
Yeah, he his bat speed's there. Like, he looks like a completely different player from 2 years ago, and I love it.
Hey, guys, we'll get right back to the call. It's going to take about 30 seconds. I just want to remind you, BetOnline AG has all the betting action. NBA, baseball, hockey, golf, MMA, championship boxing. It has it all. Every sport, every game, every matchup. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to place and check on all your favorite sport bets all the time. Head to the website, betonline.ag. Do it now. One more here. This is the real deal for sport fans. Live audio-only sports talk platform. Start or join ongoing conversations, watch games together, react to the biggest news, rumors, and games, talk with other sport fans, insiders, athletes, and executives in real time. All you need to do is download the Locker Room app. It's free. Create a profile, link your Twitter, and join. There you have it. You won't be disappointed. Join now, the Locker Room app. All right, so basically it sounds like we're all on the same page, okay? You know, look, in Elias we trust. It's still the rebuild. Be patient. There's some good signs here. Yes, we're going to see players like Galvis and, you know, other players come up that we're just going to be like, oh, my God. But it's going to be every team. And I think a lot of fans got to remember that. No matter what kind of team you're looking at, there's always going to be those players where you're like, get the fuck out of here, please. But, you know, it's just part of the game. Wanted to ask you, a lot of people were talking about the announcers. As you know, they let Gary Thorne go. And so listening to Scott Garceau, and I think it was Palmer. I mean, I always loved Jim Palmer. But I was just curious on your opinion on how you feel of what I'm seeing of the emails that are coming in and seeing the tweets out there on Twitter. Scott Garceau, are you one of those people who have an opinion about this guy calling games?
So my opinion, and it seems that I am on the very opposite spectrum of, you know, the other side of everything.
Right.
And I think it's insanely hard to talk on TV and call a baseball game.
Right.
Especially you have an earpiece in, you got someone talking to you in there. And yes, Scott's not, he's not Jim Palmer. He's not Vince Scully. He's not
Gary Thorne.
Gary Thorne was trash at the end of his career. Gary Thorne used to call Jonathan Scope Adam Jones three times a week, and people loved it. He was calling home runs when the balls were bouncing on the warning track.
Yeah,
people loved that.
I don't know how many drinks he was. And I used to make the joke that if it's a black guy in an Orioles uniform, Gary Thorne's going, and Adam Jones is coming up to bat, you know.
Every time. And so, like I get it that Scott's not great, but, yeah. like, the fact that the people are just constantly beating him up and like,
yeah.
this guy stinks, he stinks.
Oh,
it's like,
brutal.
You know what? Because I haven't said anything about it because I think it's I'm one of the people, if you don't like it, turn it off, mute it.
Yeah.
You know, there's plenty of other stuff. Me, like, probably 60% of the time, I'm either listening to music, I'm playing video games while I'm watching the game.
Right, right.
I have a video on it. I'm not listening to the game. And it's like, if you don't like Scott Garceau, God gave you a remote with a mute button on it. You can turn it down. You don't have to listen to him. That's a great thing.
Yeah. Okay.
And again, I mean, I think, again, I've met Scott a bunch of times. He's a very nice guy.
Oh, yeah. He's very nice.
Like Mountcastle, he's trying his hardest. It's not easy at all, especially at his age. I
was just curious. I don't know. I said to myself, do I even want to bring this up? But I just see it constantly, and I don't remember seeing you comment about it at all. So I you know, obviously, I'm sure you pick and choose what you even want to get involved in. But
well, yeah, because I don't like to open the can of worms.
No,
I mean, we, you know, you can nitpick anything, but right. Like you said, I've had a couple people tweet me about it, and I've typed out full responses, and then I've deleted them. Like someone, I don't know who it was, they DM'd me with a petition, and it said, fire Scott Garceau, and
no.
The kid said, hey, I made this. Do you want it? Can you tweet it out? And I said, dude, you're trash. I said, you're absolute trash for this. And then he said,
it wasn't a joke. It was dead serious.
Well, and then he said, oh, it's a joke. And yeah, so you went on and you made this. You spent 15 minutes of your time making a fake petition.
If you were 100% on board, he would have been like, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Let's do it. He wouldn't have been like, dude, I'm kidding. Relax. No, he would have been like, yes, let's get this going.
Yeah. And I was like,
that's garbage.
Then he's trying his best. And again, I said, who cares? And like, I said the same thing after the Gary Thorne news when they announced he wasn't coming back. People, I'm not watching this team anymore. That's why you're not watching, because of an announcer? Like, are you kidding me? Again, they're not Vince Scully. It's not Bob Huke. Like,
yeah.
They're like, just either mute it. Again, put on some music. Like, play a video game while you're playing. I guarantee you won't be mad. Like, if that's the worst part of your day, the announcer, you know.
I did see those tweets a lot of like, what did you do to – how can you get rid of Gary Thorne? Yeah, I'm done with Orioles baseball. I'm done. I'm throwing my – it's too funny. It really goes to show you there are a lot of unstable fans out there.
It's like, all right, well, then you know what? Don't come to the parade then in a couple years. I'll sit, then sit at home, and you know what? You can watch whatever else you want to watch. Don't come to the parade.
Once over likely spick and span, it's grand.
I had this debate the other day. Look, baseball seems to be losing its popularity, okay? I don't know if there's any new updates, new articles that I've missed, but TV ratings for baseball seem like they've dropped. They're no longer top five in sports with Twitter polls and website polls, and this isn't just from this past year. I've seen this a few years back. The ticket sales are down. Stadium crowds are down. Baseball's doing something wrong here, right? From what I'm seeing, like, what's going on here?
It kind of goes back to what we've been saying for a while. Like, they don't know how to market themselves and their big players. Like, their big, you know, saying is like, let the kids play.
Yeah.
And it's like, Mike Trout could walk in your room right now and you may not know who he is.
Right, right.
And again, it's like, you have these generational talent. Like, I should turn on MLB Network or ESPN or anything like that, and I should see either Mike Trout's face, I should see Fernando Tatis, I should see Ronald Acuna, I should see Juan Soto, I should see Shohei Ohtani. Like, these, I mean, they're generational players right now.
Yeah.
And people don't know, like, who these guys are.
You think they try to bring too many players to the spot? Like, they try to introduce too many people?
No, it's like they just don't introduce him at all. Like, I want to see Mike Trout in every Gatorade commercial. I want to see Shohei Ohtani on, you know, every MLB commercial. I want to see, you know, Tatis.
I like it.
But it's like they just don't market the people. And the other thing is their social media presence. And they brought that up a little bit because, again, you know, every person has this phone. Every person has, you know, a tablet, a laptop on them at all times. These kids are on their phones constantly.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and MLB they've always been terrible with it. NBA used to be like, hey, record your TV and send us your favorite reaction from your, you know, your favorite dunk that night. MLB, if you take a picture of your living room and there's a game on in the background, they'll take it down and they'll have your account suspended. It's like, you can't, you know, and that's why it takes so long to get these home run videos up and these nice plays.
There's a
whole process that these videos have to go through. And it's like, what are we doing here? It's baseball. Like, why can't I post a video of Trey Mancini hitting home run. Like, if that's a thing. If I would have taken my phone on Orioles opening day and taken a video of them giving him that standing ovation, I'm getting an email from MLB the next day saying, we've suspended your account because you violated our terms and services.
Has that happened to you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've had that happen a bunch of times.
Holy shit.
That's why everyone has burners now to put those videos on, because they'll take down the burner account.
Well, you've actually answered my next question about, you know, what would you do to get the younger crowd interested? Because that's always been a topic, too. But that's it. I mean,
yeah, 100%.
You're shit in the bed with social media and figure out how to stream games and app. Yeah, that's an excellent point.
Yeah, it's that. And it's like you just talked about. I forgot about it. The streaming thing.
Yeah.
I mean, how many people were at work today and couldn't watch the games?
Terrible.
Because you can't stream their games. And Masson came out in the winter saying, oh, we'll have this app ready by opening day. It wasn't ready by opening day.
No.
They forced it out last week, and it's still shit.
It's shit. Yeah.
Like, it's terrible. Yeah.
That's a great point. You definitely hit the nail on the head there. It has to do a lot with apps and social media and keeping up with where we are today. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I guess baseball's kind of – they need to catch up here.
They're so far behind on everything.
It is.
They cannot – Rob Manfred and MLB – but it's like they're not worried about all that. But guess what they're worried about? We have to have the pitchers hit in the NL. We have to have a guy on second to start the eighth inning of an extra inning game when there's a doubleheader and
right,
only with the, 7 innings.
Yeah, that's what I was about to bring. I was going to say, instead, they're doing all that shit. Like, how do you feel about that extra inning rule? Does it bother you?
I hate it. Give it to me after the 13th inning. I think like college football, you know how college football overtime?
Yes.
You know, you could score. You score a touchdown.
I like that.
You kick the extra point. And then after the third overtime, okay, you don't kick the extra point anymore. Right. Now you go for two.
Yeah.
So it's like give them three more innings to try and, you know, score a run, get a guy across. And if it's a 13th.
So you think it's kind of like hockey, like after, okay, now we're going to do the shootout. Now,
exactly, yeah.
Okay, I like that idea.
Like, give it to me like that.
The mound going back a foot. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, in the Atlantic League. It's
I don't know what to feel about that yet because, you know, I was reading a little bit about it. I still can't – do they want more contact on the ball?
I'm with you. I don't know what their – what are their expectations? It seems like they're just punishing pitchers.
I oh my God, yeah, because they're going to be reaching for it. Yeah, they're going to be stretching for it. It's not going to end well. And what's his name? Al Leiter was going off. I don't know if you watch MLB Network much. I used to watch it all the time, but every now and then.
I've got it on right now. It doesn't from April to.
Oh, really?
Whatever.
Okay, that's how it used to be.
My TV stays on Masson and MLB Network.
Really? Okay, maybe I got to get back onto that. But, yeah, he was just going off, and you probably saw that. Like, he was going crazy, just like, this is a terrible idea. And, of course, he was just kind of looking at it as the pitcher's view, but he should.
Exactly. I mean, you'll probably see a couple more injuries. You're going to see – again, people aren't – they're not used to it. It's weird. I don't really like it.
No. I don't – they're like fucking saying, with too much shit.
Yeah, like, just leave it alone. I mean,
stop.
I don't get why. It's not like you're seeing guys with, like obviously back when they raised the mound when Bob Gibson was pitching, because his ERA was like 0.0048.
Yeah, right.
But you're not seeing guys finish a season 30-1 with a 1.10 ERA and a whip of like 0.09.
Right,
like,
right.
Just leave it. Again, like, you know, I'm fine. If you want to do it in the Atlantic League and in those independent leagues, that's fine. That's perfect. Do it there. Like,
I mean,
I don't think it
okay.
Be here.
Yeah, but it now it's so difficult for pitchers. I mean, these batters, these kids, these athletes, I mean, they're freaking, they're beasts. They're just like, you know, they're so damn good these days. Why do you want to give more advantage? Whatever.
Exactly.
But real quick, getting ready to wrap it up here. But what do you think of the double hook rule? Did you hear about that one?
That's an interesting one. And again, like, maybe that's something that you do in the minors, where it's like you're not risking anyone really getting hurt. It's not. Mm. It's not changing. It's just more strategy.
Right.
And like moving the mound back is there's nothing strategic about it.
I don't like it. Yeah.
The double hook rule.
Okay.
It's interesting. Yeah. I'm like, okay, maybe let's mess around with this and let's see where it goes. Like, I don't think it's going to be something we see long term, but I'm definitely intrigued by that one. That's the one that kind of caught my attention, and I went, okay, yeah, I could probably get down with that.
And last time we spoke, I just want to make sure you're still on board for having these blind umpires. You don't like the robo umps.
I'm fine with the umpires right now.
Really?
The robo umps.
All right.
I mean, there's I again, how do we – is the strike zone going to be the same for Jose Altuve?
I know.
Too many human
things that go into it. You make a good point on that. I can't really argue on that. I mean, that actually makes sense in the argument. I'm not used to that. I don't like that. and then before we get to the random questions, you love your Dong City. When that's trending, I'm sure a lot of people are like, what's going on here? Dong what? But it's great getting fans involved. It looks very popular, and I always get a kick out of it. Are you actually keeping track of the leaderboard?
I have a full spreadsheet with every person who has made a pick and how many they have read and who they picked. And
anybody is in the lead by a long shot that you think might be psychic?
I think we have a couple people at like three or four right already.
Oh, okay. It's early. Not easy. Yeah. No.
It's hard.
Not.
And
yeah,
yeah, I think three or four is leading right now, maybe five.
That's still
tough. And so I started it back in like 2015, like that.
Yeah.
Just to get fans involved, just to get people having fun.
Well, that's what I like. You do a lot of things on Twitter that you know, you're not just posting, you know, hey, Orioles up 1-0. Like you're actually, you get some fans involved and it's, you know, it's entertaining. I'm the guy that's sitting back watching, having a good time.
That's what it's all about, though. It's all about having fun and, you know, doing stuff to make people laugh. So,
right.
If the Orioles are going to be getting their teeth kicked in, well, we might as well have some fun.
Why not bring in some Dong City to lighten your day? Since we're, speaking of Dong City, who's going to be the big Oriole with the most home runs this year at the end of the year?
I still think it's Trey. I mean, he's seems like the guy to do it so far this year. We get three. I mean, it could be, obviously, I hope that they'll stay here. But it's, you know, it's got to be one of the big guys. It's going to be Santander. It's going to be Mountcastle. It's going to be Trey. So I feel confident in Trey, but it wouldn't surprise me if either of the other two ended up leading the team.
All right, well, there you go. So basically, the fans that are still out there going, oh, Elias doesn't know what he's doing. He just wants to lose and get the high draft pick. Basically, you're saying to them, there's a plan. You can see it. You're just, these fans are seeing red right now, and I think that's a problem. They're not, and it's hard to do that, to take a step back when you're rooting for a team to constantly win. So
yeah, it's not easy seeing your team lose, so I understand why people are upset or why.
And
you know,
even
why
though
can't
you're
they be
right.
the Yankees, why can't they be the Red Sox?
And even though you're making sense, even though you're breaking it down and explaining, you know, hey, this is kind of what's going on, you're seeing red as well. I mean, I don't want people to, you know, who is this guy? What is he on, Xanax? No, I'm sure you're just as mad as the rest of us. You want to see a winning team, for God's sake.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm not having fun watching these games, but it's, you know what, like, you know, if and when they win a World Series in a couple of years, it's going to be funny to look back and be like, man, like it's going to be like the Cubs were a couple of years ago, like when in 2015 when they won.
Yeah.
And it's like they had how many years of being bad?
Oh my God.
And you know, I mean, the Rays every year, you know, they kind of have those years, but
yeah, the Rays are weird, man. They're a quiet team. Like even when they're winning and when they're in the playoffs and when they won, it's like it's still, I don't know. They're a weird team.
They've got that like Tampa magic down there. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but they turn it on.
I'm telling you, I know, and they still can't pack the state. Oh, well, God bless them. Good for them. All right, so yeah, everybody, just look, we're mad as much as you are. Just hang in there. You know, we're all going to be running around downtown with our pants down celebrating 1 year. Trust me, it'll be
exactly.
It'll be fun. All right, here we go. As you know or may not remember, towards the end of the call, we just do some random-ass questions, maybe about the Orioles, maybe not. But before we get to those questions, I just want to let everyone know, Kanin sunglasses. Check these out. These are the real deal. Japanese optics make Kanin's lenses clearer, lighter, and stronger than other lenses. Italian-made frames, Kanin only makes polarized lenses. Their lenses are very hard to scratch. Kanin designs and manufactures our high-performance eyewear to be clearly better than any sunglasses you've tried before. Code KANINCAST15. That's KANON CAST, CAST, and then the number 15. Use this code. You'll receive 15% off on your first pair of Kanin. All right, first one here is about the Orioles. If you could pick any Orioles player in their prime, anywhere from 1920 to now, in their prime to be on the team, who would you pick?
I mean, I think you'd have to go Cal just so we didn't have to see Freddie Galvis anymore. Like, No, I mean, I think it's got to be.
I love how you made your decision on getting Galvis the hell out of there, right?
Well, because I'm thinking, like, you know, the outfield's kind of set, the infield is kind of weak. Like, yeah, give me Cal, we'll plug him in at shortstop.
Yeah,
and I think the team would be all right there.
And that's another thing about talking sports, who sometimes sound like a jackass moron, because I was talking Galvis up about his defense. Like, you watch,
I was excited. That's all I heard about right. his defense was how good he was. And now it's like, oh, I don't see this at all.
Right. I'm like, should I go back and delete that episode? I don't know. I feel kind of dumb. But all right. So Cal Ripken, kind of based on the answer on Galvis, I like it. All right. I swore I thought you were just gonna go Manny. Because I know you're a big Manny fan. All right.
Yeah, huge Manny guy, but
okay. Did we really land on the moon back in '69?
Absolutely. I think we did.
Okay.
I definitely think we did.
Yeah. No. Have you ever watched? Like, I agree 100%. I'm not a conspiracy theory guy, and I've said that probably a million times. But have you ever watched those like short documentaries on why we probably didn't land on the moon? Have you ever watched that?
I haven't seen any of the like full length ones, but I've seen the like, here's why it was in a studio in Las Vegas. And
just like, do it if you're bored. I don't know. 2 a.m. Yeah. You can't sleep. Why it really at the end of it, it's like that's creepy. That's
you get
creepy.
A chuckle out of it because some of the stuff lines up and you're like, oh, okay,
yeah,
that makes sense.
I've said a couple times like, ooh, that does make sense. So
yeah,
anyway,
like, maybe, but I don't, you know, not enough to convince. It's like the rule. It's like the reviews. Like, I don't know, maybe, but there's not enough there to make me change my mind. So we're gonna have to stay with the original guest.
All right. Well, then you're probably next question. I know where you're at. Is the Earth flat or round?
Oh, we're round, baby.
Okay, good. All right, we can. My opinion stays the same on you. Is pineapple a pizza topping?
No, pineapple stinks.
Wow.
Like, I used to be afraid of pineapple when I was younger.
like literally afraid?
Like, when I would be in the shopping cart, my mom would put it in. I thought it was like a cactus. I thought it was all spiky.
Okay.
Like, you know, it has those little...
I gotcha.
Whatever's on the body. But it used to freak me out.
I'm with
you.
So
I was afraid of it. Like, I used to cry if my mom, like, put it in the cart with me. So that's why... Wow. Like I don't think I've ever had a piece of pineapple.
Okay. Well, it's ironic. And I had this question weeks ago, but I actually had pineapple pizza about an hour ago.
There we go.
And I loved it. Have you ever, you haven't even given it a try, have you?
I don't believe so. Like okay. I'm not a very big, like, try everything once guy. I'm like, I know what I like.
Okay.
And I'm not going to waste my time eating something that I don't know if I'm going to like it.
I like it. It makes
I'm sense. Very stubborn.
No, I got you. I hear you. If you could relive one day over again, this is a pretty big question. What day would that be?
Ooh, one day just in like any history?
Yeah, don't say Tuesday and be a smartass. Yeah. Like, yeah, like oh, any. No. Like for you personally, like, you know, the first day I lost my virginity or, you know, this one time I, you know, all my buddies I've never seen. We went out. We had the greatest night of my life. Blah, blah, blah. You know, whatever. Anything that comes to your mind. Oh, your wedding.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's tough.
Yeah, it is tough. And I mean, I'm sitting here right now thinking, I don't know what I'd say.
It may have been like, I mean, I remember, it may be like, and again, it's all like Orioles connected. I remember when, like, me and my dad went to, I think it was game two or game three of the ALCS in 96.
Oh,
when the Orioles lost to the Yankees, like that primetime Yankees Orioles.
Oh,
like,
wow.
We got a foul ball from Daryl Strawberry. And
that's
that
big
series.
Moment.
I think it would be that because I was, again, I was 7 years old, so I knew what was going on, but, like, I obviously don't have the recollection.
Well,
of
you're
it.
Just,
like,
so, you know
I
what's
did.
Going on, but you're just so caught up in the lights and the crowd, the noises, the play. I mean, it's hard to.
I remember not even watching the game, just, like, looking around and seeing fights everywhere. Like, because, again, it was mid-90s Yankees, Orioles, and they were the two best teams in the AL.
Yeah.
So, and like, oh, I mean, course. People they hated it. They hated each other. So, yeah. Give me that day. I would like to go back and relive that.
I like it. I like it. All right. What have you learned being in quarantine this year? Anything that you take away with this?
I've learned how much I like watching other people play video games.
Oh, my God. Did I go down a rabbit hole like 6 months ago with that?
I watch Twitch every night. I fall asleep to Twitch every single night. And, like, it's the best. I love, and I've been watching Twitch before quarantine. I think I've been on Twitch for, like, 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
Just watching people.
Yeah.
But I mean, I love watching just random strangers. And now, like, there's some people in Baltimore who are actually, like, big-time either MLB The Show streamers or Call of Duty or anything. So, like, connecting with them and, like...
Oh, wow, I didn't know that. That's pretty cool. Yeah, they may go some fun money, right? Some pretty good fun money.
You can definitely make a career off it. Like, you find one of those quit your job right now, hop on Twitch, and you're going to be a billionaire. But it's like there are people out there making good livings.
Well, if you asked me like 2 or 3 years ago, I'd be like, did you sit and watch what? But
you could say that, you know, at this point last year and people would have laughed at you. And now it's like everyone has a Twitch again, you know.
I watch this thing on YouTube. I go on YouTube. But it's a guy called like.
I go back and forth between YouTube.
There's a guy named like Brad Rad or something like. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's insane. He gets like 12 million views a day. I'm like, what the hell? And yeah, I just he does all the new like the PS5 new. And I just sit there and I'm hypnotized. I don't know what's going on.
I'll put it on in the background. And again, like if I'm watching an Orioles game, I'll have it up on my laptop or something like that. Yeah. And I'll, you know, it's helpful for like, I'm a big video game guy. So it's like, oh, do I want this game? I don't know. Like, all right, well, let me watch this guy play it and let me hear what he says about it. Right. You know? So, it's very therapeutic almost like for me. I'll fall asleep to it every night.
Yeah. I've woken up a few times where my battery's down to two, but I also have watched people play like RBI Baseball Nintendo. I think you might be you're what, 32?
No, I remember RBI.
Well, okay. And that's nostalgic to me. Like I think I've got you in a few years here, but I RBI Baseball Stars, like I'll sit there for like an hour and watch that too. I don't know.
The best is like, I mean, you go on and there are people playing Mario Kart. There are people playing Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Right.
I mean, if there's a video game that you played, there's someone on Twitch or YouTube watching, you know, playing it right now.
It's amazing. So I'll type in random games. Like, there's no way this is on here.
Toe Jam and Earl.
Yes! You know,
those old Sega classics. Earthworm Jim and all that. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Awesome. Yeah. It's okay. So, I like that. So, you've learned that you like watching people play video games. All right. When's the last time you threw up? What happened?
Oh, that's a good question. Last time I threw up. You know what it was? It was my birthday a couple of years ago. Whatever year was it? 2017. The Eagles Vikings NFC Championship game. We went to Jimmy's for brunch.
All right.
Got just absolutely loaded there.
Okay.
We started doing skull chants in Jimmy's, like having the whole dining room do skull chants. While we were watching that Eagles Vikings game. And then we went into Das Beer House, the thing in the city.
Now, are you a puker at night or are you the next morning?
So this was the best because, so again, we went out to like brunch. So it was like 11 when we got there.
Oof.
The game is at like 3:30 or it's like 3:45 in the afternoon or whatever.
Yes.
After we left Das Beer House, I went home, got up, and I was like, violently throwing up at six. I thought it was like midnight. I didn't know what time it was. I looked at my phone. It was 6 p.m. Like my wife is downstairs eating dinner and I was like throwing up. Yeah. And so, it was like, but I felt fine after.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is the best. Like let's go back out.
You're going
like,
back.
No. So I think that's the last time I haven't I'm never one of the like sloppy drunk in public or at a baseball game or.
That sounds like a good time. That sounds like
something
a good time.
Like that. Okay. Yeah.
All right, wrapping it up here. Which sport other than baseball would you like to manage or coach?
Probably football. Football. You can get the most creative and.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen offenses now, and I love playing Madden and drawing up different plays and audibling and getting, you know, getting the ball in your best player's hands. And
well, there's so many coaches now.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, if you look at the list of like these guys all get paid, like, holy hell, it's crazy. Yeah. All right. I like it. Yeah. Would you rather have a rewind button or a pause button in life?
Give me rewind button.
All right. Yeah. That makes more sense. Yeah.
Can I watching the game today? Before the second game, can I be like, yo, I bet the Orioles lose. I'll bet you $200 right now the Orioles lose 2-1. You're like, oh, there's no way. They're winning this tonight. It's like, all right, bet.
That's like the Bill Ripken
Back
story.
Back to the Future, right?
Yeah. You know the Bill. Yeah. I mean, I think Ben McDonald said that.
Oh, yeah. With Jeopardy.
He said that story a few times. That's a great story, but that's a great. That's a good one. That's I like perfect. It. You always mind always goes right to betting. All right, we got three more here. We're done. Now, here's a personal one. All right, everyone has a hall pass. You know what a hall pass is, right? Uh-huh. Would you spend a hot, steamy night with your hall pass only if it meant your wife also gets to spend the night with her hall pass?
Probably. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know.
Right.
I don't know. I think it's whatever. I think my wife's hall pass would be like Johnny Depp. And I'm like, that's
she'll
fine.
Quickly, she'll quickly find out, like, oh, wait a minute. He's like 62.
Yeah, like, go ahead. Right, go ahead. Like, that dude's a nutcase. Whatever. Like, Jennifer Aniston and I will be, we'll see you tomorrow.
We'll
and...
be, oh, speaking of Jen, oh, my God. She used to date, what's the guy, John, what's the guitar player?
Oh, John Mayer.
Did you hear about, this came out a while ago. He said that of all the women he's been with, she kicked his ass to the bed. Like, he was like, he said he almost had to go to therapy, the shit that she was doing to him.
I love that.
Like, yeah.
John Mayer's is the man.
Yeah.
His stories are just awesome.
Yeah, it was, I fell in love with her more. All right, what's a sweeter play to witness? Catcher throwing out a runner attempting to steal or a pitcher picking off runner leading?
I think it's catcher. I mean, when you get like a nice, you know, fastball coming in, it's not like one of these breaking balls that takes a little bit to get there. But when you get like a bang, bang, catch and throw.
Yeah.
And even like the old Pudge Rodriguez and not even popping up like from his knees.
Oh, yeah. Those are great.
That's because a lot of the times, even like today when Bruce Zimmerman did it, he picked off a runner.
Yeah.
I wasn't even paying attention. I like looked down for a second because I'm like, oh, he's going to throw the pitch.
Yeah.
And I'll look up in a second. I look over and he's tagging him out. So like, you miss that a lot of the time.
Yeah. All right. And, no, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. I think a catcher throwing a guy out is a good looking sports.
It is a pretty play. All right, last one here. Hopefully, pretty simple. If you could bring back anything from the '90s that you don't see anymore, what would you bring back?
Anything from the '90s? Maybe a place like Discovery Zone or Jeepers.
Ooh.
Or one of those.
Yeah, like ESPN Zone or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, I like it.
Give me one of those like fun entertainment, like if you could wrap those all up into one, like the Jeepers.
They are. I don't see those anymore. I think you're right. They're gone, right? Yeah,
I'm pretty sure they're all gone. Yeah, see, I don't know if they're still ESPN Zones. There may be a couple out there, but obviously the one at Baltimore is awesome.
Yeah. Wow, that's a good, I didn't think you were going to go there. I like that. All right. Well, yeah. Eric, I said in the beginning, I said, 25 minute call. I'm sorry, man. I always keep you on this phone forever.
I'm watching Rays Blue Jays, or not Rays, Royals Blue Jays right now.
Okay, what's the score?
You got 3-0 Royals.
All right. Okay. I mean, the Blue Jays are a young, fun team, too. They sound like they're going to be. So
yeah, I mean, this is a team that the Orioles should be watching where they have all these young prospects, and they got to that point where, okay, they're good enough to contend. Now we can spend money on a pitcher. Oh, now we can spend money on an outfielder.
It's starting to add up. Yeah.
That's how you get in the position to win.
Well, I appreciate it. Eric, I love having you on. Everybody always loves having you on. You're a fun guest to call in. Just remind everyone the name of your podcast and how they can follow you and all that good shit.
Yeah, so we're at Exit 52 Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Spotify, Apple, and anywhere you listen to podcasts and all that. And my Twitter is at EDITTI22. I always say I'm a volume tweeter. Like,
you're what?
I'm a volume tweeter. So like, I'll tweet a lot and they're not all hits, but when they're hits, you'll get a laugh out of them, I think.
Yeah. No, I've seen a few where I'm like, all right, that was good. That was good. Yeah, he might've worked on that for a while.
I'm one of those guys where I'll tweet off. I don't, it's like a machine gun. They just come out. So.
Well, I enjoy the tweets. And again, if you're tuning in right now, you haven't followed him, follow him. He's entertaining. I mean, I'm not just saying it because, oh, he called in. I got to be polite. No, he's good shit on Twitter. Well, Eric, it's always fun talking to you. I'll talk to you again, I'm sure, with all the rebuild shit and when they're good. And, we'll laugh back when we used to talk about how frustrating it was. So,
yeah, we'll record at the parade.
there we go.
Hopefully, it's not too long, but yeah, we'll definitely get it.
Right. We'll bring our grandkids with us when they.
Hopefully not.
All right. Well, Eric, you take care of yourself. I'll talk to you soon, man.
Thanks, sir.
All right, buddy. Take it easy, man.